Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of FemWonk. This episode kicks off our International Women's Day project, which will bring you a short episode every single day this week that interviews an organization or a person doing really great things to embody the hashtag Innovate for Change theme of International Women's Day this year. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you a bit more about FemWonk and how we've evolved over the last 5 or so months. But I'm also going to talk to you about my own opinions on International Women's Day, as well as basically answer the questions that I'm going to be asking the guests for this week coming up. I first start off by asking our interviewees to introduce themselves and their organization. I think that's a great exercise to start with today because we do have a lot of new folks here tuning into FemWalk. Thank you all so much. So who am I? My name is Katie Davey. I am both the founder and host of FemWonk. I'm personally really passionate about creating the space for dialogue around inclusive decision making and ensuring that the right people are at the table. I have experience in government, not-for-profit, and in the entrepreneurship sector. So I've had a lot of changes recently just in both my professional and personal life. So I've really enjoyed working through FemWonk and bringing some of that experience to this project. So what is FemWonk? It is a public policy podcast that seeks to bring both innovative and traditional policies forward and discuss them through both a gender and diversity lens while ensuring that we have the right folks at the table to discuss these issues. What I found over the last 3 months to be a common theme in almost every one of our episodes is the conversation about ensuring that the right people are at the decision-making table, but also about how you get those folks at the table, whether it's through removing barriers so that folks who are not traditionally present during the decision-making process can be at the table, or whether it's discussing how lived experience plays a role in so many of our decisions, particularly those decisions impacting women and underrepresented folks. I think that this is an interesting theme that has come out of our discussions and honestly not a surprising one. So I think as we move forward with FemWonk, it might be worth really kind of integrating that question into all of our topics and with all of our interviewees, really how we can create the conditions to get the right people at the table, whether that's breaking down barriers at the decision-making table, systemic barriers that are keeping folks away, or again, really providing the opportunity to seek out folks with lived experience and develop our decision-making through the lens of those actually experiencing or those who will experience the changes to that decision-making. On a more personal level, FemWonk has really provided an opportunity for me to be able to, I guess, refine my voice and cultivate my passion, which really is just broadly having a social impact and helping organizations and folks and causes I believe in achieve their levels of success. So I've been so fortunate to have so many amazing people join me on the podcast to talk about things that they're passionate about and to talk about barriers that exist within that particular, whether it's institution, space, policy area, etc. So I really want to continue to provide the opportunity to have these conversations in a meaningful way. So again, I'll ask folks if they have any suggestions, any topics they'd like to hear more about, or even just things that we can do here at FemWonk to improve. I would love for you to reach out. So the International Women's Day Project. Again, what I really wanted to do is add to the dialogue throughout this entire week, not just on March 8th, so that we're able to highlight some organizations that are doing really great things and really focus on the topic of Innovate for Change this year. I will say that the folks we chat with are predominantly New Brunswick based, that again being the area that we have the most connections, but we are going to continue to try to branch out and to cover a broader range of topics. But I will say there are so many great organizations working in space in New Brunswick that it was easy to find folks who are really excited to share their experience and to share this partnership with FemWonk. So I'm so excited about the conversations that we're going to put out through the rest of the week. I also will accompany every podcast this week with a blog post. So this will be something new. And I'd love to get your feedback on that format and if you folks enjoy consuming content that way. I'd really like to perhaps start doing that, accompanying each podcast with a bit of a blog post. So I'd really enjoy the feedback there. The second question I've been asking all of our interviewees is, what does the theme this year for International Women's Day, Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change, mean to them and to their organizations, and how are they personally embodying that message in both what they're doing in their organizations and in their personal lives? To me, I love this theme this year because I think it's a really tangible theme. I think that it provides the opportunity for folks to dig deep and think about what those key indicators are when you think about thinking equal, building smart, and innovating for change. I think that to me, that provides a bit of a roadmap for whether it's individuals, organizations, or otherwise to develop change. So starting from the thinking equal perspective, so how do we remove barriers so that there are equal opportunities for everybody to engage? Build smart. I think that really comes again from after you've identified the barriers, how do you remove them? And then innovate for change. So how do you ensure that what you're doing and what your organization or personally doing really takes that lens of innovating for change in an inclusive way, in a way that addresses the system, the issue, the policy, whatever it may be, in a way that is inclusive to everybody involved and to everybody that will experience that product, service, change, policy, etc. So I really just like that this year's theme is, again, it's tangible. It provides an outline of what you can do to really be thinking about creating equality for women. But I think it also, unlike some themes, provides the opportunity to have a broader and continued discussion. So, of course, one of the criticisms of International Women's Day is that folks kind of celebrate it for the one day. So I also ask folks when I chat with them how we can continue to have these conversations further than just on April 8th. For me, that's what this project looks like a little bit more. It's, providing this opportunity for a week-long, I guess, event, but also having this content available to span through International Women's Day. And also, I guess, thinking about this perspective and this content as we move through future FemLink episodes. So again, I think for me, this year's theme resonates because it is tangible and actionable. My call to action to folks would be, how can you personally continue to embody this narrative and this message past March 8th? And I'd also challenge folks to think about why International Women's Day is still such an important day. So many of the things that we talk about, so many of the things that we've had the opportunity to chat about really highlight the inequity between genders, but also highlights the inequity among many underrepresented groups. So I would challenge folks to really think about that and think about instances in their life where this inequity does still exist and what you can do to change that, further than just posting on social media on March 8th to say Happy International Women's Day. So I think that's it for me. One of the goals about this project was, again, to have great episodes every single day, and in doing so, keep them a little bit shorter so they're a bit more consumable and tangible for folks. So if you want to follow along with this project, we will have a lovely shareable posted. I want to shout out to Ashley Baudin, who helps us with all of our graphic design. And you can also hashtag FemLonk and follow along that way. This content will be posted wherever you get your podcasts, so please feel free to subscribe so you can keep up to date when the episodes come out. And again, as always, feel free to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at FemLonk. You can also subscribe to our mailing list from our website, femlonk.com, and you'll get this content directly into your inbox. That's it from me. Thanks again for joining us for the first episode of our International Women's Day project.